And by, let's say, giving this perspective on capitalism does not mean that we are promoting socialism or communism or fascism or any of these other isms that you think are the only ways to live with Earth. So you are in the same rush to understand reality that the world was in the 1760s. You got the enlightenment of an idea and a spark from the galactic center, and then now with the Pluto in Capricorn, how do you build it? And one could say that from another perspective, everything that was initiated 250 years ago in the building phase will now all be exposed in the rotting stage. Pluto is wealth. Pluto is great wealth. To work with that wealth, to use that wealth to the benefit of all. However, Pluto also brings up decay. Pluto is the phoenix. Yes, George, is that correct? It is that which dies and is reborn again. This is a way of looking at a cycle.
So in the next phase, are there new types of things that we will make that will do other things that are just... I'm saying that very simply because I'm not an inventor, but...
You know, we may not go back to
the water wheel, or I don't know, you know. And then there's the native way you were speaking of, where it's direct living with the earth.
Direct living, but let's say, remember, the native people had a collective memory of being afraid of being taken over by objects and the machineries. Do you understand this?
Yes.
That is a collective knowing that was, let's say, not even articulated. It was burned in their ancestral DNA. Be careful with these things. Use the earth wisely. And it does not make them holier than anyone else or more righteous than anyone else, because if you look at what happened to many native tribes, they still had to manage energy, emotionality, and what did many of them end up doing? Slaughtering and killing and scalping and torturing. So they had sacred beliefs on one hand, and then very distorted views of reality, of suppressed emotionality on another. And we started to say earlier, back to what Karen was talking about, and to tie all this together, when you see self-destructive behavior, and when you see breakdown in communication, this is a sign that entity possession has come around. Those entities can be just goofy entities, they can be mixed up entities, they can be mean entities, or they can be downright really, really, really bad guys. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
There's all different kinds of degrees of influence. And being that you are here to be mergeable, this is part of what it is to be human. That all these energies can flow through you, and that you can make contact with bird consciousness and animal consciousness and other beings. It has become difficult for humanity to sort out who's who and what's what. And with the massive intrusion all over the world very quickly of this new industrial revolution, a new electronic version of the revolution. It's still at this industry. Industry is building, yes? And let's say this new version is happening quickly, fast, everywhere. That people's lives are changing in an instant. People who still have no fresh water can talk on a cell phone, do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
People who have no sanitation. People who are starving. And they have no food, they can have a cell phone now. So this desire to be connected is being pumped up very big by the mass dreaming of humanity. Again, we will remind you, there is fresh vitality, pristine, unique, and highly creative vitality that floods through your cells, through your subatomic particles, yours and everyone else's, and everything on the planet in every moment.